Hello and welcome to another IWA podcast. I'm Jess Blair and I'm joined today by our regular panel, Lee Waters, IWA Director, Darren Hill from Positive Politics and Cathy Owen from Daring Consultancy. Yesterday, the House of Commons began its scrutiny of the Wales Bill, designed to give legislative framework to devolve tax raising and borrowing powers to Wales. The discussion surrounding the bill took a leap forward this weekend with the Labour conference. You were all there. Lee Waters, what was said?
Well, there are two significant announcements. The first by the Labour leader Ed Miliband on essentially the response of the Labour Party to the Silk Commission recommendations on the future of devolution. The headline announcement was that if Labour get elected at next year's general election, they will bring into Wales a system of devolution similar to Scotland. That is to say that they will publish a list of areas that are going to be kept back to London, and the assumption will be that all other areas will be devolved to Wales. It's called the reserve powers model. It sounds a fairly technical detail, but what it'll mean is that no longer will the Welsh Government and the UK Government be locked in battles in the High Court, Supreme Court rather, about what matters are devolved and what matters are kept at London, because there'll be clarity. It's what happens in Scotland. It's quite a significant advance, and it wasn't something we expected Labour to come out with.
It certainly was quite a significant statement, not least by the fact it was made by Ed Miliband, and we're also told that that bill will be brought forward as soon as possible under a Labour government. So that's a bit of urgency, and it's a new perspective, and it's great fun for those of us who like watching constitutional debates. And if a third Government of Wales Act isn't enough for us, so we're greeted with that in the Commons today, we've got a prospect of another one in about a year's time. So plenty to look forward to there if we haven't got real lives.
Cathy Owen.
I think for me there was a couple of signals in there as well. Some element of a signal that Cadwyn Jones and Owen Smith Ed Miliband, there are clearly discussions going on at a very high level about what happens next. The fact that there is going to be a bill means that there's an opportunity to get other things in there as well. I think that's really interesting because, you know, there could be a potential to put the police stuff in there if we manage to persuade the Labour Party that this is a good idea. There are other things in Silk that you could deliver through a new Government of Wales bill that isn't going to be in the one that's coming up now. But also, there's the other thing to think about, that it might reverse a couple of things that are going to be in this Wales bill. So there might be a lot of hot air over the next few months about the first-past-the-post and regional list system, which might very well be turned around within a few years.
That'll put a lot of opposition parties in a very difficult spot, most particularly Anne Wood, because she said she's going to stand in a constituency in the Rhondda and not have the comfort of a list, which is how she's elected at the moment. It's anticipated that now the law is going to change to allow her to stand in both. She will take the comfort of that. But if there's a prospect that Labour, before the next Assembly elections, changes the law again to stop opposition parties standing on both the list and in the constituencies, that puts her in quite a pickle and puts Plaid in a very difficult place.
And I think if it comes in that quickly, then there won't be too much in it other than what we already know in terms of reserve powers and the regional list. I can't imagine it will be that quick. For me, it would be better if it was a few years later, so that there is time to make the argument for all the other changes that we need to make the settlement really work.
Do you think that Labour went far enough? Owen Smith announced at Labour conference a system of income tax devolution that would be similar to what Scottish Labour have promised. Is that what Wales wants? Is that what should happen?
I think Labour's gone far enough for Labour, and actually I'm sensing a change in mood. I'm sensing a much, much deeper line in the sand this time, that the accommodation around devolution, the story of devolution has always been an accommodation within Labour at different phases. But frankly, there are forces within Labour, both in favour of devolution and not so keen on devolution, who've had a bit of a gutsful of constitutional wrangling and want to move to a position, an almost final position, of this is what devolution now means. If you want something different, you're not going to get it from the Labour Party.
Lee Waters.
So let's just remind ourselves what was said on this, what Owen Smith said. He said that if the situation around fair funding was sorted, in other words, if the Barnett formula was fixed. He didn't say whether or not Labour would do that. Interestingly, he was aiming that at the Conservatives. So there's still a question mark about what Labour would do on the Barnett formula, bearing in mind they've guaranteed to Scotland it'll be continued. So I think there's a real superficial contradiction around that. We're not clear on what Labour would do. And the second condition, if there was a referendum, which I don't think will happen, then they will extend the amount of income tax potentially devolved to Wales to 15 pence in the pound, giving Wales control over a third of all the taxes it spends, over 75% of the basic rate. And he said that would increase both the accountability of the Assembly and its borrowing capacity too. I think what's trying to happen here is that Owen Smith is genuinely trying to bring some stability into the system. I think they are worried about a greater tax competition. They are worried about what happens to Scotland, assuming there's a no vote, and if it's remains within the Union, but there's still further forces of instability. So I think they're trying to head that off. But also, as in the issue of reserve powers, they're trying to minimise conflict between Cardiff and London within the Labour Party. Now, the real reason why Owen Smith is announcing reserve powers to be devolved to Wales, because he doesn't want to end up facing Karen Jones in the courts. And we've had a number of occasions in the last 2 years, David Jones and Karen Jones facing each other in the Supreme Court. Owen Smith doesn't want to be in that position in Labour. That's what's going on with reserve powers. I don't understand how in practice the tax raising powers they're suggesting would work. Because what he's saying is they will remove the lockstep, which is the current condition that the UK government are proposing for income tax powers, again, providing there is a referendum, which says you can only move all income tax bands simultaneously. You can't tweak the top or the bottom, you've got to do it all as a lump. And what Labour are saying, as they said in Scotland, is that they would allow a variation of the lockstep, but only for a progressive tax. In other words, you could only raise the highest rate of income tax, you couldn't lower it, which is bonkers, frankly, and the Holtham report showed that simply wouldn't work in Wales, because high earners are so mobile, because the border with England is so long and so porous. All would happen is that people who would be affected by this tax would move a little bit over the border, and it would end up costing us more than it would raise.
Are we saying then that the two constitutional announcements from the conference, one of them they could agree on the reserve powers model because substantively it doesn't change what the Assembly has responsibility for, and they can agree on the income tax changes because it's a nice bit of red meat for the members, but it's actually never going to happen?
Well, I don't really understand the logic of why reserve powers don't require another referendum, but income tax powers do.
Darren Hill.
The logic is definable in terms of what the Labour Party wants to permit at different times. That's why they advocate referendums at different points. But do you know what? That conference was genuinely interesting. I've been to a lot of them over the years when it's just a parade of candidates. This time, people had genuinely had something significant to say. And actually, it wasn't just around financial powers and the Constitution. There were other things that were set out there as well. I think Karen Jones came there with two particular significant political messages that weren't constitutional. One of which was aimed internally at the Labour Party, and it was about get ready to implement the Williams Commission report. He was talking specifically to local government leaders in many interventions he made throughout the conference, saying, you might not like it all, but this is coming, get used to it. The second one was an externally facing message, and that was about this war on Wales, the way the Labour Party took the Conservative messaging and packaged it that way. And do you know what? Looking back, I think actually all the attacks in the UK press on Karen Jones and his record over the last week did Labour a bit of a favour, because they actually buoyed the troops and gave them something to fight back against for the first time in a very long time.
And I think that the MPs are particularly happy that they are now seeing this fight back, because the Labour Party were putting their MPs in a bit of a tricky situation in London in terms of not being able to provide the evidence of the data and delivery, a lot of which is there, they just need to focus it better. So I was actually really pleased to see that a lot of the MPs were as well, and I think a specific announcement about business rates, that must also be seen as a really interesting point of delivery. We're effectively giving £1,000 discount to every shop, pub and restaurant in Wales.
And Karen Jones did make some concessions. He said in his speech that there was a problem with diagnostic waiting list in the health service, which is one of Anne Clwyd's central charges. So there was some concession there. However, I think the point I've been making for a while is that Carwyn Jones, when challenged, when pressed, can rise to that and can be strong and robust. Part of the problem has been he hasn't been subjected to enough challenge, either externally or internally, nor has he encouraged it. Well, to echo Darren's point, the London press coming for him now allows him to galvanise that. But I do find these slogans pretty glib and superficial.
And I think it was reflected in his speech. The best parts of his speech were when he was focusing on delivery and what they had delivered and what they've done well in Wales. The class war stuff gets a bit tired, even in a Labour Party conference. I think, focusing on delivery is really where he came across better in his speech.
I beg to differ. They lapped up the class war in this conference. It really gave them a bit of red meat to bite on. It's interesting, isn't it, that Carwyn made the concession around some of Anne Clwyd's concerns without naming Anne Clwyd. And it's like that episode of Fawlty Towers where he says, I mentioned the war once, but I think I got away with it. Well, nobody mentioned Anne Clwyd right the way through conference till right at the end. We get some interviews from Ed Miliband where he says he agrees with Anne Clwyd. And that was the only weakness, I think, in Labour's messaging across what was a pretty effective weekend for them.
I think there's a bit of a danger, though. They now fall into the comfort zone. They've got a mantra they can all sing. It's evil London against good old Labour Wales. And that's a perfectly decent campaign slogan. But there's a danger that allows them to take the eye off the ball of actually the substantive issues that have been identified by the London press. There are problems in public service delivery. Mm-hmm. As Darren said, they sent a signal they're going to deal with Williams, but they haven't told us what they're going to do in dealing with Williams. And I think there's a real danger that Labour slip into their comfort zone of singing the song of class war and standing up for Wales without actually addressing the real points of substance.
Thank you all very much. That's all we've got time for today. Don't forget to subscribe. You can subscribe on iTunes. Remember, we'd like to hear your feedback, so please let us know if there's a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover or a suggestion for a guest panellist. Thank you very much.